Hey guys, welcome back to Talk with Torch. I just wanted to come in and just record. I haven't done a solo podcast in a minute. It's been a while. And I'm actually just taking time to just revamp a few things and to get things settled. And I just wanted to come on here for, you know, just for the appreciation. I'm so thankful. I'm so blessed that my podcast is now on several platforms. You know, the feedback is just absolutely amazing. And I couldn't do it without you guys, you know. I see that I have people all over the world, Ireland, Jamaica, you know, besides the States. And it's just like, damn, like, really? And I just wanted to, like, really come on here and just reflect, because it's so important for us to be so humble and for us to just sit back and just take things in. You know, when things are going so well, it tends to go to your head. And it changes the way that you look at things. And that's not good. Because no matter how far you've come in life, you always have to remember where you come from. It's very important. It's that key aspect to keep you stable and sustained. It's that reminder, like, you know what? Thank God. And I'm not trying to bring religion into what I'm saying. Like I said, this is just a solo episode, and I am just reflecting because excuse me, I look at myself and I see the younger me years ago, the very naive me, the very you know, low self-confidence, and just not being able to obtain certain information because of ignorance. And it made me feel a lot of pain. It was to the point where I even felt physical pain, because I thought that dealing with things like that was normal. And I woke up. And every day is a new day to learn something new, a new challenge, a new start, something fresh to get accomplished. And this podcast means the world to me. This is something that I started as a joke. It was just something that I just wanted to just vent. Did minor research and came across something so valuable that it has me here, like, thank you, God, for everything that you've done. We all have passed. We all have a story, you know. I always say this, everyone's shit stinks. That's just how it is. But it's what you do with those challenges and those obstacles. It's not about what you're gonna do to harm someone that hurts you, but it's more so, and this is just for an example aspect of it, it's more so, if someone hurts you, what are you gonna do to better yourself, to heal, to make sure that it doesn't become a cycle, boomerang effect? And for years I thought, you know what, If you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you too. And anybody after that, I'm just going to hurt them just cause. But for what? You got to wake up. You got to wake up. You know, this year has been so overwhelming, to say the least. I'm blessed. And, you know, there's a lot of people that they're not able to say that. There's a lot of people who their family members are no longer here. We've lost so many lives that we have to take what God has given us and be blessed and humble ourselves. It's important. Years from now, when I'm gone, you know, I want to leave something behind. I want it to be where it's just like, you know, I did something different. I did it my way, but it was genuine. It was from the heart. And in this day and age, it's very hard for us to really live up to that because things are so tainted. Things are extremely tainted that it gives you that lack of trust to be genuine, to be loyal, because it's hard to get it back in return. It's something that is shrinking by the day, by the minute, due to greed, jealousy, envy, but it's not worth it. Thank you for, thanks to everyone who has been on my platform. I've had strong characters in the LGBTQ plus community. Excuse me, I'm a little tired. You know, artists, entrepreneurs, and from all different forms, everyone is unique individuals. And I just couldn't imagine this for myself. And I'm just so thankful. This is something that everyone should take heed to. Everyone should acknowledge the important things in life. Not the material aspects, because materialistic things go away. Fads come and go, you know. It's like a revolving door. But the things that's valuable is the little things, like supporting one another, genuine support. Sharing ideas with people who are like-minded, people who believe in your vision. And it's so crazy because I'm still dealing with it, but it really excuse me, guys, I'm so sorry about that. It really, I don't want to use the word shock. But I'm going to say this. I am disappointed. Because sometimes when you have something going well and you get outside feedback, sometimes it's the ones closest to you that don't respect the vision. You gotta roll with the punches. But that's an uncomfortable pill to swallow, to say the least. And I'm a sensitive human being, so it's like a lot of things I just noted, lock it in my memory bank. And I wait for another person's opportunity to have a conversation before I even say anything, because my first reaction is just impulse. So I think about it. And I've just come to the realization that you gotta deal with it. It's gonna be those people that you want to cheer for you, that it's a strong possibility that they might not be jacking with, you know, what you got going on. Or you see their true colors. Or they might fuck with it when they see it's popping. And, you know, again, this is just me reflecting. I remember speaking to a couple of people who, you know, I wanted them on my podcast first. Oh, yeah. The runaround for days. And I'm the type of person, like, you can only give me the runaround but so many times, because it's just like, I caught it. You ain't fucking with it. Next case. And now I get, like, when I'm going to be on your podcast? And it's just like, huh? Again, guys, just reflecting here. This is no shade. It's just honesty. It's truth. This episode, this is not even an episode. This short segment of Talk with Torch is just intuitive. Life needs to be cherished. Support that's genuine needs to be cherished. Relationships that's worth fighting for needs to be cherished. Because, hey, if you haven't realized it, tomorrow ain't promised for nobody. 2020 has been horrific. What is your objective? Whatever you have to do, get it done. What are you waiting for? Don't wait for reassurance. Because the truth of the matter is, there's a strong possibility you might not get that. It's a strong possibility that, you know, you're going to get opinions that don't matter as far as negative. But we got to do what we got to do to stay focused, to make sure that we're building and not tearing each other down. No, we might not see eye to eye on everything, but guess what? That's what makes us unique. There's space for everybody. You have a beauty line, you have a clothing line, you have a construction business, you have a moving business, you're a teacher, you're a nurse. These are things that it doesn't matter. Who are you as a person? Have you reflected? Because I have, and I'm still reflecting. Every day is, you know, every day I'm faced with something new. Every day I learn something new about myself. Completely damaged, traumatized, abandoned, neglected, abused. But I can't make shit break me though. And look at where I'm at. Life is good. Despite what's going on, I'm blessed. I'm able to see another day and thank God about it. A lot of people don't get that. We don't wake up on our own, but that's going to be a whole nother conversation. Because, again, I'm going to say reflect. The irony of not reflecting and thinking you know who you are when shit hit the fan and you get hit real hard and you reflect then. I mean, that'll be a wake-up call, but don't wait until then. Take time when you're in solitude and reflect. Nobody's perfect. We're all flawed. You know? Again, being able to express and be free about how you feel unapologetically is where I'm at with it. And I'm gonna just leave you off with this. Where are you? So, this was Talk with Torch. Later, guys.